Hey everybody, welcome to this Friday's edition of LifePoint's DriveCast. My name is Chrissy Lowe, and I am the Missions Director at our Lewis Center campus. And if you join on the week that I was on last month, you'll remember that I took us through a guided prayer and meditation on one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 23. In that psalm, the first thing the psalmist says is, "The Lord is my shepherd." And really, since that time, I've kind of been sitting in that a little bit more. There's so much imagery throughout scriptures of the Lord being shepherd and his beloved humanity or his children being sheep. So I think today I'd like to move into another passage where this dynamic, this picture, this imagery of shepherd and sheep plays out. So I'm going to lead us through some contemplative space in John 10, beginning in verse 11. Now, as always, I encourage you to go back and read this passage in the fuller context. But for today's purposes, we're going to sit and contemplate and pray through verses 11 through 18. And like last time, if you are actually driving as you listen to this DriveCast, I'm going to just encourage you, please keep your eyes on the road. You can replay this whenever you get to your destination safely and you're parked. But for the rest of us, I'm going to just invite you to close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths. And I'm going to read slowly through this passage and just prompt us with some space to bring some things before the Lord. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." And Lord, I'm wondering if you would just help to bring to mind what it really means for you to be a good shepherd. So much of what we experience in this world may have glimpses of good, but we know outside of the original design for us, you are the only thing that is truly and fully good. And your word says that in your goodness, as you shepherd and care for and nurture the ones that you love, your sheep, you will go as far as to lay down your life for our behalf. Lord, would you help us to connect with that reality? Your goodness and your great love for us has brought you to the place where you have laid down your life for us. Your word goes on to say the hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. But you are the good shepherd, and you know your own, and your own know you. Just as the Father knows you and you know the Father, you lay down your life for the sheep. Now, Father, some of us, we may be walking through seasons where it feels like we can just sense the wolf is coming. Maybe we know that the wolf is among us, and Lord, as your sheep, it can feel like a terrifying place. Lord, we're riddled with anxiety and fear and trembling. So, Lord, I pray that you would grant us a sense of what it means that you will not leave us. You are not afraid of the wolf. You do not run away. But you will fight for us. You will stand between us and the wolf to the point where you lay your life down. You did lay your life down. Lord, may we be overwhelmed with a sense of comfort and security in that reality. Your word says that there are other sheep that don't belong to this fold, but you must also bring them, and they will listen to your voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. Lord, how good it is to know. As you were speaking to the Jewish people in this text, Lord, that you didn't just come for them, but for all of us. And that you, Lord, you have come to lay down your life, to gather your people, to gather them from every tongue, from every tribe, from every nation. Lord, may we be counted among your sheep. Verse 17, for this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. Jesus, I'm so grateful that you chose to lay your life down. Verse 18, you say that nobody takes your life from you, but you lay it down of your own accord, by your own choosing. Your word says that you have power to lay it down and you have power to take it up again as you received this command from your Father. Lord, I just ask, what do you want to speak to your children about these words today? No one took your life from you, but you laid it down of your own accord on our behalf, on behalf of your sheep, your people, your beloved. But you didn't just lay down your life, you also had the power to take it up again. And Lord Jesus, it is in your death that we actually get to enter into that power. Lord, because after your death came your resurrection, a newness of life. And that same thing is offered to us. You joined us in our death so that we could join you in life. So again, just as you sit in silence, would you invite the Holy Spirit just to give you a sense of what it is that He wants you to understand about who He is and about who you are out of this passage today. Lord, as your sheep, may we hear your voice, know your voice, and follow your voice. God, when you lead us on the next step of where it is that you're ushering us to go, I pray this all in the powerful name of Jesus, our Good Shepherd. Amen. Well, I hope you all have a blessed end to your week, into this weekend, and we hope to see you this Sunday at one of our campuses or joining us online. And I hope that if the Lord was stirring something in you, that you'll take just a little bit more time to sit with Him, to pray, and to listen to what it is that He's leading you towards today.